is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad, the big noise, Evans, and Jordan. Good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And oh my God, we got conference tournament chaos right now. And I'm looking at you, Atlantic 10. All top seeds. Gonzo. In that respected exercise, so we're going to have a bid stealer. Maybe it's going to be VCU. Maybe it's going to be the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure. Maybe it's going to be somebody else. Bananas going on the Atlantic 10 and really all the wall-to-wall action out there in the world of college basketball as we start off the podcast every time. Honk, honk, let's hop aboard the plus bus, Lundy. 100 odds. Or greater wager are you eyeing? Maybe it's in college basketball. Maybe it's in the NBA. Maybe it's in the NHL. Are you going to drop the puck and make some bucks? What do you have for me, Migo?
Well, here's the thing. Normally, we roll with the puck bucks. And I say, no way, man. You know why, Brad? You know why? Anybody consuming today's podcast, whether you are a lovely subscriber or you're watching us on YouTube, if you find yourself this evening struggling to fall asleep, you could watch either. There's only two hockey games tonight, and they're both going to put you to sleep. They both suck. It's absolutely horrendous. Seriously, this is, to steal the line from Robin Williams, the Kings and the Blackhawks are what they give to insomniacs who don't respond to strong drugs. It is bad this evening. So instead, Brad, we're getting crazy with the Cheese Whiz. Nate's got his own madness.
Give me
a same game parlay with the Arizona Wildcats. They are taking on my hated Oregon Ducks. I'm going to bring the spread down. Right now, as of tape time, it's sitting at a flat 11. I'm going to bring it all the way down to 4.5. Give me Arizona to win the game by at least 4.5, and give me Arizona to have over 82.5 as a team total in that contest. If those two things happen, Brad, we do hop aboard the plus bus over at BetMGM. That is a straight plus 100. Holy shit, Lundy did a college basketball pick.
You know what? You might as well do them. And maybe you should do them for the rest of the episode because your boy is encased in ice right now, down 4 units on the week. I had a miserable week last week. All the value's gone. There's so many games getting steamed up. I'm getting Captain Hook left and right. It just royally sucks, but I do love this wager. Hopefully that one's going to hit. Arizona still in the 1-seed conversation, and they really got to blow people out to inflate their net.
And I will tell you this, part of the reason that I put this one together is I think Arizona is going to run Oregon out of the gym. I think that Oregon used up what they had in that UCLA game last night, and I think they're going to be out of gas. Arizona's got a point to make, as you just said. They're trying to impress the committee. I'm just bringing it down just in case there's a little bit of magic left in the Oregon Ducks, but I do think Arizona's going to kill them tonight.
Cherry on top of the sundae, Oregon over the last 30 days, number 278 in all of college basketball, an effective field goal percentage defense. They're not stopping a damn person in that game. All right, let's go to the Mickey and Mac Daddies. And hopefully it's going to be Bowling Green. Knock down all of the pins, please. I'll take the money line on them against the Kent State Golden Flashes, also known as the Fighting Antonio Gates, also known as the Fighting Julian Edelmans. Plus 120 is the juice there at BetMGM. To be honest, Kent State, far and away the better advanced analytics team. And usually I'm married to the numbers being the nerd that I am for the numerics. Let me give you all the particulars. Bowling Green, the last 30 days, number 265 in Bartorik, number 351, barf, an effective field goal percentage offense. Better defensive team, though. And excellent on the glass, both offensively and defensively. You look at Kent State, number 164, Bartorik, number 189, EFG offense, number 102 in EFG defense. And they're very good on the offensive glass. Minus side for them, shooting free throws. So if this game is indeed nip and tuck, could be advantage Bowling Green. But honestly, people, because of the state I'm in right now, because I'm so cold, Somebody give me a jacket. I'm just fading myself. Kent State really is a proper play here, but I'm going to go with Bowling Green on the money line, plus 120 there. at BetMGM. With Styles bets on the board, let's get after it on this Merry March Madness edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco, let's go to the Big East. It's got to be loud. It is going to be ear-piercing, to say the least, inside the Garden, because UConn is playing the Johnnies, baby, the fight-ripping Pitinos. Will the white suit come out? If it does, everybody in the stands gets free crispy chicken from KFC, or, you know, maybe the original recipe. Who knows? But I do like St. John's plus 9.5 against the Huskies. Huskies mush. It could be the case here to get the win, but I'm not really sure they're going to cover this one. Minus 110 there at BetMGM. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thought St. John's a couple of weeks ago on the outside looking in of the projected bracket big board field. Firmly in right now, win or lose today. I think they're certainly going to have their name called on Selection Sunday. Look at what St. John's has done over the last month. Number 22 overall in Bartorvik. Outstanding production there. Number 86 EFG offense, but just number 241 in EFG defense. Their biggest issue is getting out and stretching their arms, you know, their various appendages to the perimeter. They're giving up over 40% from way downtown over that span. Excellent team on the offensive glass. So they're going to have a challenge with Dominic Klingon there as a lane clogger in the post. But again, that 3-point percentage team, number 340 in college basketball over the last 30 days. Meanwhile, you look at UConn, numero uno overall, according to Bartovic's analytics during that same span. The number 16 EFG offense, top 10 in EFG defense, superb rebounding team, excellent defending the arc, excellent just defending everything. But these games were somewhat close, the two matchups in the regular season. UConn won the first one 69-65. That's it. Pulled away a little bit in the second one, 77-64, to cover that 9.5. But in the third go-around, neutral court environment, I think it's going to be a split crowd. They're going to be a full throat the entire game. It's going to be must-see TV, as the Big East usually is, inside the Mecca that is MSG. So give me St. John's plus 9.5 against UConn, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'll follow on this one because I just like the passion that you've got going with this. I already used up all my college basketball knowledge on the plus bus. It was like, think of it like cash, right? Like I had a couple bucks in my pocket and I had to use it to pay the bus fare. I got nothing. I got like a used Kleenex and like a piece of gum left in my pocket. I think I've used up all of my college basketball knowledge. I like St. John's here. Would I be surprised if UConn all of a sudden stepped up and looked like a one seed and just smacked them? No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But St. John's should keep this close. And if what we've seen out of these conference tournaments so far this week is any indication, good call.
Yeah, absolutely. Bananas have been the conference tournaments. Do the Johnnies pull off the shocker special? Oh, I think they're going to keep it nice and snug.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade Five. Oh, we knew, leave no stone unturned. Let's go out to the Big West, shall we? And I'm going to go with the Rainbow Warriors. Raise a Mai Tai to Hawaii. I'm going to take them. And we've seen the line flip in this game. Hawaii, as of last night, they were 1.5-point favorites of the various books. And now they're 1.5-point underdogs across the spectrum of sportsbooks. They're taking on UC Davis. And I still like, despite the line movement, Hawaii in this one. I will take the plus 1.5 available at BetMGM at a minus 110 juice. And look at Hawaii. They're 30 spots higher according to Bartorvik in games played since February 1st over Davis. Number two overall in the Big West, as a matter of fact. Davis number four during that stretch. The calling card for Hawaii, number 36 in EFG offense and number 58 as well in EFG defense. Surprising balance this team really possesses. They're outstanding from long distance. They're shooting close to 40% from way downtown in their last 11 games. Got to clean up on the offensive side. Turnovers have been problematic at times this year. But again, with that 3-point marksmanship and their ability to defend the arc as well, only giving up 25.8% since February 1st, and their prowess on the defensive glass, advantage Rainbow Warriors. Meanwhile, you look at Davis, team that's number 186, middling there, EFG offense, number 143 in EFG defense. They also have turnover problems in their own right, and they're far worse on the rebounding side. So edge Hawaii over Davis and cleaning up and waxing the glass. So again, I'm just siding with the numbers here, folks, because Hawaii being top 60 in EFG offense and defense over a substantial sample size heading in to this conference tournament, I think they're going to get the best of Davis. So I will take the plus one half. Hell, I might as well just take them right now on the money line. I'd probably get it like plus 105, maybe in a plus 110. So there you have it. I don't care about the stupid ass line movement. Give me the Warriors over UC Davis minus 110 at a plus 1.5 line at BetMGM. And Lundy, pay to follow.
Oh, you had me at my tie, Brad. It's Friday. You know, I mean, it's the moment you start bringing up alcohol, you know, everything else just kind of goes out the window, much like my bankroll at DraftKings.
It's just bad for me lately.
Straight out the window. I mean, just you can't see it here in the camera shot, but there's a window over there, and it went right out the window into the 15 inches of snow that are outside my house right now. Yeah. Because it's so snowy here, because I just had a very nice Hawaiian vacation, at which I had plenty of Mai Tais and plenty of beverages from the Kona Brewing Company. Ooh, yes. And the Maui Brewing Company. Let's see who a whole lot of brewing companies there on the islands. I know it's not very big, but there's a lot of breweries.
There's a lot of them.
I do like the fact, though, that I did not need to ridicule you as I did earlier this week, which paid off, by the way, when I told you to quit screwing around with these 1.5 points and just take the damn money line. And it worked out. It's going to work out here. Forget your little 1.5 here. All right. Take Hawaii on the money line.
Hello, Hawaii. Can I come over? Hell yeah, I can.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the feed at 5. Countdown. Let's go to Big 12, shall we? That has been a tremendous event inside whatever arena they're calling it in Kansas City. K-State bowed out. Oh, Kansas Jayhawks. They look god-awful. When you're missing McCullough and Dickinson, which they did against Cincinnati, that was inevitable what occurred. And they're probably going to get bounced in the opening round of the NCAA tournament as well. But let me digress on a couple of teams that are still alive and kicking. Give me Iowa State. I'm going to lay the un punto. That is the line at Tape Time. Available at DraftKings at a minus 110 juice over the Baylor Bears. Iowa State, they play an ugly brand of basketball. You know, it's Rock'em Sock'em Robots, man. They really body up, and they clamp down in a vice, mind you, defensively. I need the evidence to back it up. Well, here it is. Look at ISU, number 5, according to Bartorix Advanced Analytics, over the last 30 days. They're number 297. Again, they can't shoot an EFG offense during that stretch, but number 76 in EFG defense, 11 in opponents, under 50% inside the arc, and just 30.4% outside of it. And they are numero uno in these United States of America over that span. And turnover percentage defense, they're causing a miscue over 25% of opponent possessions. And they're way up there, too, in adjusted defensive efficiency. They're top 5 in that category. So hopefully they'll do enough offensively for me not to sweat this thing out. I will say this about Baylor. A dangerous team in the NCAA tournament because they can absolutely fill up the cup when they're bringing their A game. Number 15 overall, according to Bartorvik Analytics since February 1st. Number 35 in EFG offense. But the downside, defense. Number 242 in EFGD. So the strength of Iowa State is the weakness of Baylor and vice versa. I think ISU defense wins championships. They're going to get the best of them in this one. Though Baylor, a team that gets after in their own right on the offensive glass, and they did win the first matchup, the only one of the regular season. That was in Waco, 70-68. So another nip-and-tuck affair. Give me the Cyclones. I think they're going to kind of blow through Baylor. This is going to be like F1 on the Fujita scale, but it'll be enough to inflict the necessary damage to score a winner. So Cyclones minus one against the Bears, minus 110 to DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
Give me defense. It's March. Give me defense. Give me defense. I like the fact that you can shoot from outside. I know Baylor can do that. I know you can get out there and get beyond the arc, and they can make people pay, especially if you try to sag any defense away from them. But I'll take the defense all day long in this particular case, and especially as we get ready for the bracket this weekend. I like Iowa State in this position. I'll take it on the minus one. I think they win this one, Brad, by 4 or 5. That feels about right, somewhere in that range. Could be a bet that you want to look up, like what's the odds for Iowa State to win between 1 and 5, for example, if you want to play those bands. Because I do think this will be a close game. I think Baylor will keep it close, but I think Iowa State will make the necessary stops in about the final 3-4 minutes, and they'll secure the victory.
All to go Keelan Peele on you. It's all about that D.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. A little throwback reference there. Let's go with the Tar Heels of North Carolina. I'm going to lay the points here. -7.5 against the Pittsburgh Panthers, who are on the prowl right now with bubble conversation. This is a must-have win for them, and maybe they vault off the bubble and in to the bracket big board projected field. We shall see, but I think Carolina will get the best of them and win in a convincing fashion. -110 is a juice there at BetMGM. Carolina, very much in the one seed conversation. There's a strong argument for them to be on that one line already. Some bracketologists already have them up there. Others, like me, are still siding with Tennessee. So very little margin of error for either of those teams. Whoever goes deepest in the respective conference tournaments, I think, is going to land as that final number one seed behind Purdue, UConn, and Houston. But because of that added motivation, I really like Carolina even more. Number 10 overall in Bartorvik's advanced analytics since February 1st, and number 109, kind of middling there in EFG offense. But the calling card of this team all year long, shockingly, has been defense, which usually don't associate with North Carolina, at least previous iterations. They've given up 45.9% inside the arc and 33.8% outside of it. Since February 1st, outstanding rebounding team because of a dude named Armando Baycott, who is also a card-carrying member of the AARP. He has been in college basketball so damn long. A phenomenal defensive team inside the post because of Baycott's presence, and an excellent three-point shooting team because of Cormac Ryan, because of R.J. Davis, who can really light up. I mean, he's got a 40-point game to his name. Pittsburgh's got a lot of size, but that size is underwhelmed at times this season. They're just number 218 in EFGD in games played since February 1st, and their biggest area of vulnerability is inside the arc, where they're giving up 52%. Again, hello, Armando Baycott. On top of that as well, 271 in two-point percentage D, as I mentioned, and offensively just somewhat subpar. So unless they're like going full-blown Wisconsin, like what we saw with the Badgers yesterday, just draining three after three after three after three, I think the Panthers are going to get declawed in this one, and Carolina marches on in the ACC tournament and only builds to their argument of being a number one seed come Selection Sunday. So to recap, UNC -7.5 against Pitt -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'm all about this one. Line started at 6.5, as you said, steamed up to 7.5 as it sits right now. This feels like it could very easily be double digits. You get the domination down low that you already talked about with old man Baycott. And I think this is a runaway win for UNC, which is exactly what they need for the committee on Sunday. I agree with you 100%. They need to come out and flash here in these final games of the ACC tournament to try to make their argument. And this is a really good opportunity for them to do it. This is just a bad matchup for Pitt.
Yeah, it really is. A terrible matchup for the Panthers, though.
It's just one of those where, like, you know, the bracket came together and UNC is a good team. I'm not trying to disparage Pitt too much, but just the way the bracket aligned and the way these games have gone, you've now got a mismatch and UNC should be able to take advantage of it.
Do it for some guy named Michael Jordan, you jackals. Bet on Carolina.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's zero in on a first half line, and I'm going to go with the Houston Cougars and their matchup against the Red Raiders. Guns, put it back in the holsters. Not exactly up for the Texas Tech representatives in this one. I think Houston's going to, you know, cover the first half, the 4.5. I'm going to lay it there. -115 juice at ESPN Bet. Why am I high on this? Well, Houston this season, kind of flying over the radar. A lot of people don't know this. They are 27-5 ATS over first half lines. I didn't make it up. 27-5. They are number one, numero uno, in all of college basketball in first half point margin at +11.1. And it's a great distance between them and the number two team, which is in the single digits. They're top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency in games played since February 1st. They've scored 1.257 points per possession, only giving up 0.867 points per possession in the regular season. Only faced Texas Tech one time, and that was in the Ferita Center there in Houston, and they had a 9-point lead at halftime, and I think that output could be duplicated. I look at Texas Tech, number 75 in the country, so far lower on that measurement, and first half margin this season, a plus 3.1, and even worse, Texas Tech, 200 plus and turnover percentage offense, 200 plus and defensive rebounding, and 200 plus and 2-point percentage defense. Turnovers, offensive boards, and pack of the paint are the greatest strengths of the Houston Cougars. I think they blow them out from start to finish. I'm going to lay the chalk here in the 4.5 in the first half line. I feel the strongest bet on the board in this matchup in the Big 12 tournament. Minus 115 at ESPN Bet. My numero uno play on this Friday. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I'm fine with following this, but where's Illinois? How did we make it all the way through the Fade Five without an ILL appearance outside of the jersey that you're wearing, the pullover? What? How did? I'm shocked right now. America is shocked right now that we have gone through a Fade Five in March while Illinois is playing, and you don't include them in the Fade Five. You go with Houston instead. Oh, Brad, I'm very disappointed in you.
I am an objective analyst, Lundy. I don't have to bleed through with my bias on the ILL. Plus, we have additional action. It's bonus time, Lundy. You might hear a certain team called out here in a minute, but what else do you have on your betting card this evening?
Let me throw a couple. I told you that the hockey slate sucks because there's only two games, and yep, both of them are going to be boring as hell. Anaheim and Winnipeg, boring. And the Kings and the Blackhawks that I already referenced that'll be playing in Chicago is also awfully boring. But let me throw one thing out there for you with the Kings and the Blackhawks contest. The last three meetings between these two teams have all had the same final score, 2-1. It's been 2-1 in all of them. But here's the crazy stat. Five of the last nine meetings between these two teams have gone to overtime.
Oh.
And FanDuel will give you these two teams to go to overtime at plus 400. I am sprinkling a small bet on that one because, again, I think this is going to be boring as hell. Excuse me, folks. But I do believe the Blackhawks will likely play just tight enough to be able to make this interesting. And so I do think there's an opportunity that this could go to an extra frame. Again, I'm telling you, like, quarter unit bet, don't go crazy. But at FanDuel right now, plus 400 for these two teams to wind up going into overtime. You could also, if you want to, I was telling you about the fact that it was only 2-1 in terms of the last three contests. You could also take the Blackhawks plus 1.5. So on the puck line at the plus 1.5, minus 115. At DraftKings. So basically standard juice for the Blackhawks to be able to keep this close. If the Kings blow them off the ice, it wouldn't surprise me, but there's something about when these two teams play each other that things manage to stay close. But seriously, boring effing hockey tonight, which just sets us up for an amazing slate tomorrow, including the late night game tomorrow night, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. The Avalanche are in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. There's all kinds of Western Conference seeding that will happen, and the Avs and Edmonton still have to play each other three times between now and the end of the year. It's going to be absolutely spectacular. Let me throw a couple more things out there for you. I think the spread is at 7 right now. Give me the Pels, and I'll lay the points against the LA Clippers tonight. This one being played in New Orleans. Part of the reason why New Orleans is 8-2 straight up against the Clippers in the last 10 meetings, but they are also 8-2 against the spread.
Oh, wow.
10 meetings as well. In the Western Conference right now, just in terms of the seeding and things like that, this is a game that means a lot. I know that the Clippers are also battling. They're trying to do their best with all the injuries that they've got. But I just believe that this is going to be one of those contests where I will take I will take New Orleans. Also on the season, the Clippers are on the second night of a back-to-back. They're only 6-5 straight up this season on the second night of a back-to-back. So I just think this points to New Orleans being able to get the job done. I will lay the points. If you want to get chalky tonight in the NBA, by the way, because there's really only one game that is going to be considered even remotely close. Everything else is heavy freaking favorite. Yeah. If you take Phoenix, Miami, Orlando, and New Orleans, Phoenix, Miami, Orlando, New Orleans, all of them on just on the money line, it's a plus 161 at FanDuel. Phoenix has won six straight against Charlotte. Miami has beaten Detroit in four straight. I already gave you the totals when it comes to New Orleans, and I just like what Orlando's got for this evening. You will notice that I left my Nuggets out of this, and I know you're going to talk about them here in a second. Man, I'm telling you right now, this Nuggets team F's up every now and then. And I know it's the Spurs, but it's a road game. And I'm staying away from it. So I'll put those four together on the chalk. Phoenix, Miami, Orlando, New Orleans, plus 161 over at FanDuel. Brad, I know you've got a lot to be able to not only get to here on the pod, but to get to today. So I am going to cut myself off and yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, let's talk about those Nuggets, shall we, here on my Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. I will not be a coward and actually take the Nuggets on the money line against the San Antonio Spurs. That is Lake Numero Uno, Lake Numero Dos. Give me the Joker. He's a smoker. He's a statue toker. Yeah, Jokic, 5 or more assists. Wimby, 10 or more rebounds. And Wimby, I just need a steal. So, uno, dos, tres, and cuatro, baby, goes all four legs. If they cash, plus 140 at BetMGM. Let
him Admiral,
say, no.
Admiral Akbar said it, Brad. It's a trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap. Where is my Admiral Akbar? Oh, there he is right there. It's a trap. I will say this. I think the Nuggets are going to win, and they should win with relative ease. You look at what Denver has done. They're 9-1 their last 10 games straight up, and 7-3 in their last 10 games against the San Antonio Spurs over the last few seasons. San Antonio 3-7 straight up in their last 10. So just win, Nuggets. That's all I need. Then meanwhile, Jokic, 5 or more assists. He has done this in 19 straight games. He had 9 in the first matchup between these two squads back in late November. And San Antonio's got up the 11th most opponent assists per game over the last 15. And then Wimby, 10 or more rebounds. Wimby, 1 or more steals. On the rebound side, he's done this in nine times straight games. He had 11 in that first matchup. Denver has allowed, though, the 11th fewest opponent rebounds per game in the last 15. And then Austeel, he's done this in 9 of 10. He had six swipes. He was a kleptomaniac in that first matchup against the Nugs. And Denver, that's been a problem with them this season. It's coughing up the rock. They have allowed the 5th most opponent steals per game over the last 15. So, To recap, Team Huevos to parlay play of the day on the SGP. Nuggets money line, Jokic 5 or more dimes, Wimby 10 or more boards, and Wimby Austeel plus 140 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere in college basketball, my God, I have so many stupid bets open. I like Mississippi State over on the team total points, 65.5 taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. First game that was played in Stark Vegas. It was 77-72. They lost that game. Tennessee did, actually, to Mississippi State. So Mississippi State's already had some success against this defense that, you know, on the surface, you're like, they're outstanding, but you do the detective work, they're just kind of so-so. Tennessee, 102 EFG offense, 74 in EFG defense over their last dozen games. We know that they're one of the best turnover-forcing teams in all of college basketball. Mississippi State, middling in their own right in some of the advanced analytics, 113 EFG offense, 158 EFG defense in their last 11 games, but a very good second chance team and a team that gets out and defends the three. And I think this one's going to be fairly briskly paced because Tennessee likes to rev the engine, although they can play at variable speed. So I will take Mississippi State over 65.5 points, minus 120. available there at DraftKings. Elsewhere, the ILL, y'all lay the chalk. Why the hell not? They're taking on Ohio State. Buckeyes a dangerous team right now. They've been top 65 of the nation since February 1st in effective field goal percentage defense. Jameson Battle is a bucket. Beat you inside, beat you outside. But Illinois, they just have so many weapons. Their big three, obviously Terrence Shannon, second team All-American he was named yesterday, really gets downhill. This could be a 20 to 25 point game for him. Coleman Hawkins can literally play every spot on the floor, beat you inside, beat you outside. Far and away their best defender. Then you got Marcus Damask. He's got that old man game about him with a fadeaway jump shot, the high basketball IQ. Reads, recognizes, either drops a dime, calls his own number, a little kiss off the glass, or one of those fadeaway jumpers that usually goes and really stupidly in the hoop. Illinois clobbered Ohio State. That was before Chris Holtmann got fired and the season flipped for the Buckeyes. They're a different entity now. It's going to be close on the line, but I think Illinois gets the win, and I'm going to lay the chalk here. 4.5, shop around. I played up to like 5.5. Illinois should win in a 7-10 point margin in the end there in Minneapolis. And then I got one more for you. And trust me, I have a hell of a lot more in my spreadsheet on thegamingjuice.com, which is always free, always accessible. Lundy's got all his picks there as well. I like the under staying in the Big Ten in Wisconsin Northwestern. I grab it at open at 137.5. I probably play it down to like 135.5. You might say, oh, Brad, Wisconsin nearly scored triple digits yesterday. Yeah, that was yesterday. They were out of their freaking minds. At one point in the game, they were 15 of 17 from three. Do you think they're going to cool off? Yes. Do you think this is going to be a low possession game? Hell yes, because that is the style of both these teams. Northwestern, 343 in adjusted tempo since February 1st. Wisconsin, 272 in that category. Wisconsin, still 195. Yeah, they jumped 70 spots in EFG offense during that stretch, but you see how bad they've been for the most part. Northwestern, 222 in EFG offense since February 1st. I don't know if these teams are going to escape the low 60s. So 137.5, give me the under. I'm going to fade what occurred yesterday with the Badgers, who were galactically good and shut me the hell up because I was on Maryland plus 3.5, and I look like an absolute dunce in the process. All right, we are out of breath, and I am also out of time. Do us a favor, sign up for a free membership at thegamingjuice.com right now. Luddy's got all kinds of hockey content. He's cranking out weekly there. I got college basketball content every single day. We'll have baseball content eventually. I'll have some takes on the NFL from a fantasy and betting perspective down the road. Right now, it's all about March Madness for me all the time. The bracket big board lives there. I'm updating it right now like 7, 8, 9, 10 times a freaking day. We're going to have members-only content starting this Sunday as well, and it's free to sign up. Go sign up at thegamingjuice.com. Also, drop us a rating and review at your convenience, would you kindly? And fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos for the handsome Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. ILL!